trying to do an audio each day, but I really don't have anything today. Really don't have anything to talk about today. I'm trying to see if anything comes to mind. If you take here's something that came just out of the blue. If you take any sentence like "I'm going to the store," or "What are you doing?" or "Let's play a video game," "Let's go shoot some pool," "Let's go for a drive," "Let's go to the beach," or if it's even a long paragraph you're talking, if you take and you write it down, and each word, you can take it literal, but you can take it allegorical, you can take it metaphorical, you can take it spiritual, you can take it as an object lesson. And when you do that, you start to see past the surface to the undertone, which is it's the sub network. It's like there's another world right in front of you. It's your thought life, and you actually see when you really get into some serious contemplation. I'm not even going to use the word meditation because people think New Age, but if you get into some contemplation, or cogitation, or chewing the cud, or just thoughts, and you cut off all the noise, you're leaving the AI program, and you become your own sovereign individual under God. You're no longer letting other people's thoughts, their music, their media, their TV, and it's all just the same repeat anyway. Once you do some serious contemplation, you realize there's only now. And it's the same truth everywhere. And where you are now, if you're not happy now, then you're not going to be happy. Now, there's a difference between if you're surrounded by people who you're trying to get away from who are narcissistic or psychopaths. But I'm saying if you're in a space that's your space, peace and quiet, if you're not happy, you'll never be happy. You can bring somebody into your world. If they're not happy, you're not going to make them happy. And if you're not happy, they're not going to make you happy. The worst thing you can do if you're saved is marry the unsaved, because the unsaved not happy. They can put on they have no joy. They can put on happiness, but it's up and down, up and down, up and down. Because they are in the sine wave. The sine wave is the AI program. Cain, C-A-I-N, Cain is the flesh. They're in the flesh. The flesh is fickle. Up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. Drama, Draco Ma, Draconian. Narcissism, control freaks, legalist, perfectionists. They're all the same. Oh, something came to my mind earlier today. What was it? That was really important. The narcissist, the legalist. It was yesterday that I thought this. Okay, so it's coming back. What was I thinking? I was thinking about how the root behind these people, their perfectionists and their narcissism and their inability to admit wrong and perfection, is it leads to self-glory and self-magnification. They can't admit wrong because they get their identity. I'm trying to work my way back to what my thought was. They try to get their identity down here. They can't admit wrong because if they... I remember what I thought. So the virtue signaling is nothing more than people pleasing. They want to be pleasers of men instead of pleasers of God. Virtue signaling is people pleasing. Virtue signaling is people pleasing. Virtue signaling is the anti of the Ten Commandments. They can't keep the Ten Commandments, and they know it, so that means they're sinners, but they don't want to be seen as a bad person, so they got a virtue signal, which is just like the holidays are mockery of the holy days, or an anti of the holy days. The virtue signaling is the mockery of the Ten Commandments. Look at me, I'm virtuous because I'm wearing a mask. You're not virtuous because you're not wearing a mask. And then when they come up to you and say something like, you say, well, thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not lie. Thou shalt not covet. Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not have no other god before God. No other gods. You shouldn't worship anything but God. And so when you throw out that, their virtue signaling goes out the door. But you know, you won't even have to. As soon as you said, thou shalt not steal, they go running down. They'd have to scream and run away. Well, look, I'm wearing a mask. Thou shalt not murder. I'm wearing a mask. Thou shalt not lie. I'm wearing a mask. I'm wearing a mask. I'm wearing a mask. They do every, this is my thought, they do everything they can to avoid admitting sin, avoid being born in sin. And then my next thought was, okay, so it's all tying together now. So these thoughts I had today and yesterday. So if you marry one of these, who might have been raised in church, religious but never born again, religious but lost, and you marry one of them, you're not going to be happy. Because they're going to be perfectionists and legalists and look at me, and they'll throw you under the bus. They will not sacrifice for you. They want you to sacrifice for them. And it's just nothing but fake reality. It's the AI program. So that's what it was. I knew I had to upload something. So the virtue signaling is the anti of the Ten Commandments. Virtue signaling is people pleasing. They want to be pleasers of men instead of pleasers of God. That's Bible. I'm okay, you're okay. That was a book. It's just a repeat of that. I'm okay, you're okay. Somebody wrote the book, right? They don't want to admit sin. I'm okay, you're okay. No, in Jesus we're okay, but outside of Jesus we're not okay. We're in the old Adam. We're not in the new Adam. And so that's what I wanted to talk about. Virtue signaling equals people pleasing equals lovers of man instead of lovers of God. Pleasers of man instead of pleasers of God. They put mankind before God. Yes, the Bible says love your neighbors yourself and love God with all your heart and love your neighbors yourself. Yes, you should love your neighbor. And yes, if it's a real sickness, wearing a mask might help somebody else, but there's situations where you just can't wear a mask, especially when you're working hard. And come on. The flu has more deaths than this. It's just a setup. It's to try to get people to take a vaccine. And here's another thing, what it is. Okay, so they had the real estate crash. And then they had 9/11. So they had the real estate crash. Then they had 9/11. Brought in security. Every time they have a crash, they create some kind of system. We had the war. The war created surveillance state. Then we had Obamacare. That failed. And now we got COVID vaccine coming on the scene. My point is, every 10 years, there's some kind of catastrophe so they can reboot the economy with another false paradigm. And then if people get tired of it, it fades away and they have to do it again. They have to do something else to rebuild the economy. Because I've talked about this before. The flesh is nothing but sin. This place is going downward. It's a spiral downward. Without God, everybody's spiraling downward. And you're going to die in the flesh. So if your body's dying, then guess what that means? Anything people do in the natural is going to die. You could even create a corporation to help people. And you might think, well, when I die, it'll last forever. But you see how some of them go bankrupt because the next generation doesn't know how to manage it like you do. So don't put your confidence in this place. Don't put your confidence in mankind, and don't put your confidence in anything but God Almighty. That's the deal, people. That is the deal.